Several Assembly Democrats asked questions at a budget briefing about a provision that would change what's known as Wisconsin's joint and several liability law. The plan would open up the possibility that someone who's as little as 20% responsible for an accident could be ordered in court to pay 100% of the damages. Right now, someone has to be found at least 51% responsible for an accident before they're on the hook for paying all the costs. Several Democrats asked for a more understandable breakdown of the proposal. Veteran Assemblyman Bob Turner of Racine suggested it was not ready for prime time. Freshman Representative Mark Radcliffe of Black River Falls complained the issue was detracting from the rest of the budget and suggested that lawmakers could argue over it later as part of a standalone bill. One of the other issues discussed was a plan added to the budget that would require insurance companies to cover treatment for autism. A similar plan is currently tied up in a legislative committee chaired by Milwaukee Assemblyman David Cullen. Cullen says he was hoping to reach a compromise on the issue, but that the version that's in the budget would be the, quote, Cadillac of autism mandates and the most expensive in the country. Democratic leaders have to give serious considerations to all their members' concerns because they only hold a 52-46 edge over Republicans in the Assembly. They're also courting the vote of the Assembly's one independent lawmaker. Former Republican Representative Jeff Wood is meeting with Democrats as they discuss the budget. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.